Children, would you come forward for children's class? Wow, there. Oh, I see a couple more coming. I think we're barely going to fill this set of benches up this morning. Come over here. Right here, there's room. Yeah, come over here too. There you go. Wow, good morning. I got one good morning. That's pretty good. I'll try that again. Good morning, children. Oh, much better. This morning, I have a verse that I would like us to make sure that we know. This verse says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart." Does anybody know the rest of the verse? "That I might not sin against thee." That's right. That is the verse that I want to have us put in our hearts this morning. So don't look at each other so much, but listen and think about what we're saying. What is the word of God, and why do we want it in our heart? And why don't we want to sin? Wow, that's a lot to think about, isn't it? Well, it's very important to know God and to know what he wants for us. And if somebody pulls this Bible away from me and runs out the back of the church and all the stores didn't have Bibles anymore and I couldn't get one, all I've got to remember is what's already in my heart and my mind. And I know a lot of the Word because I've been studying it for, 40-something years. I'm 50 years old. So I've been studying the Word for a long time. Now, I'd like to say this verse together, so I'm going to read it or say it, and then you say it with me. "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Ready? "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." That's right. Now, I have a paper here that has a verse on it, and we know how important the word is, right? It's pretty important. So I'm going to hand this to Spring. I want you to hold on to it. Don't let Soraya get it, okay? Because you don't want to lose it. Soraya, you know how important the word is, right? So I want you to get that away from Spring. And Spring, don't let her, okay? So you take it away. Yep, whatever it takes, just take it away. That's right. And then Caroline, you know how important it is. You take it from Soraya, okay? Oh my, and then you and Abby, and keep taking it away because you got to have it. And Wesley, can you take it? Wow, there's not much left to take, is there? Okay, now the point of this is that this piece of paper can get destroyed. Does anybody know what it said? We don't know what it said, do we? It said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." But it got ripped up, kind of. And, you know, if we don't already know some of these things and they get pulled away from us, then we don't have a lot to go on. And sometimes we're somewhere, and why don't we leave that rug alone because it's a little distracting. I'm 50. I get distracted easily. So sometimes we're somewhere and we don't have a Bible with us. And so we need to have something in our heart to share when people ask us, "Why? What makes you the way you are? Why is there something different about you?" And you say, "It's because I've hid the word of God in my heart that I might not sin against the Lord. And that's what's different about me." There's a way to sing that. Has anybody heard a chorus with that before? "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee, that I might not sin, that I might not sin, thy word have I hid in my heart." Wow, it sounds kind of empty when I sing it all alone, so let's try it. See if you can help me this time. "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee, that I might not sin, that I might not sin, Thy word have I hid in my heart. Where are we supposed to hide it? In our hearts, right? Our hearts don't just get pulled away from us, do they? They stay in there. Our minds, our hearts, they work together. We remember. And there's a lot of verses, a lot of good verses to learn. And we learn these things to help us that we would understand God well and not sin against God. Does anybody think they can say that verse without any help or try? Would anybody like to try? Thy? What?
I don't know.
Well, how about I help if you get stuck on any word? Somebody start it out. Do we have any brave people here? Thy? Have I? That's right. It's getting in there. It's getting in there. We need to study the word to show ourselves approved unto God. And that's in 2 Timothy chapter 2. I don't have that on my paper here, but I know that verse. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Why do I know that? Because I've read it. And I've reread it, and I've heard it, and I've studied it. So how do we do this? How do we hide the Word of God in our hearts? How do we get it there?
Read it.
Read it. That's right. We read it, and we think about it, and sometimes we write it. If I want to remember something, the best way to remember it is to get as many senses connected to it as possible. If I can see it, if I knew that I wanted to make the best chocolate chip cookie, okay, I need to read a recipe. I need to taste the cookies. Oh no, that's not the one. That tastes too minty. So I try a different type. I leave the mint out and I put this in and, ooh, I like that. It has a hint of something in it. Maybe I've read the recipe. I know it's a little bit of peanut butter or something. And by the time all said and done, I've seen it. I hear that, or I smell or I whatever that it sounds, it's about done. And the more we can get in touch with something when we're memorizing something, if I want to memorize something, I write it sometimes too. And you write it, you read it, so you're seeing it, and you get as much involved in it as you can. There's a passage in Colossians 3, says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection. What is that? Something you get antibiotics for? What's an affection? Does anybody know? Set your affection. Well, let's look at it in context, which means when we're reading it, what does it actually look like it might mean? Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. What does it mean? Affection. Do people show affection one to another? What would that look like? Maybe a hug. So affection is our love. We set our love or our hearts on things that are above, not on things on the earth. So what does that look like? What are things that are above like? How would we describe that? How would we set our affection on things that are of God? How would we love things that are of God? How do you do it? How do you actually make it be? Well, if we love God, we will want to know God and know His Word, and we want to help others to know God. The things on this earth, they're not all bad. It's okay to have some money it's okay to have some fun, but we're not to set our affection on those things. Our affections are saved for the things of God, the things that are of value. We need certain other things, but our hearts need to have God in them. It says, "For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory." We want to be with the Lord forever. And in order to do that, we need to set our affection on him and the things of him. So what was that verse we were talking about? Does anybody remember? What's the verse that we were looking to memorize today? Hey, leave each other alone, please. Okay. What's that verse? Somebody give me the first word. Thy. All right. It's a good start. Who's next? Yeah, word. Heart's in there too. Thy word have. That's right. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. It is not a good thing to sin against God, so we need to understand him and what he wants. You know, it's hard if we don't know what our parents want us to do or not to do. It's easy to do something that they don't want. But if we listen to them, we hear them, and we want to know what they want, then it's easy to do the right thing. And if we listen to God, we study his word, then we take what we have and we hide it in our heart so that when situations, whatever they are, come up, when things happen in life, we know what to do. We know how to respond. That's pretty important. And that is the lesson that I have for us today. What I want you to remember from today is not all about ripping a piece of paper. The word, the physical word, can get torn out of our hands, but when it's in our heart, as long as we have our minds, as long as we have anything left, you know, there's sometimes when people get old and they can't remember a lot of things, but if they loved the Lord, often some of those things just stick. They stay in there because it's in their hearts, and it will show on the surface. People will maybe come to visit them and they'll hear the person talking to God, or he'll hear them comforting themselves in a verse that they remember, like, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." So we need to remember to hide the word in our hearts. Okay, you may go back to your seats.